Welcome to Confessions of a Homemaker, a podcast where we discuss and unpack all the things in light of biblical truth. Hey, I'm your host, Haley Lindberg. Hey, beautiful. So before we jump to the episode, I am prefacing that this is something that I'm working through real time in counseling about how our homes and family and all these things affect us as children. And I'm just doing a lot of heart work with the Lord, just connecting dots of how He's healing my heart through building a home for our children. So it's just kind of cool. I do get emotional, but not too bad. But anyway, so, you know, I am working through these things in real time about, you know, how to make my children feel safe, not only, in, you know, yes, in the home, but also around other people and just different things like that, that, you know, I didn't learn well growing up. So, I hope that you guys enjoy this episode. Hey, 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 welcome here, beautiful. How are ya? I decided to keep the name Confessions of a Homemaker. This is like a little update. I was gonna switch it, but I was just praying and I just felt really uneasy about it, and I talked it over with some friends, and I just think it's confirmation that I need to just keep everything Confessions of a Homemaker. So here we are, because really that is kind of the theme I'm going for, is more like just being raw and real, more of like a journal or having a conversation with a friend, like that kind of thing. So I need to, you know, love and ponder is like my theme, you know, but Confessions of a Homemaker, like it just fits, you know. So let's get into it. I actually have a script, guys. I wrote a script. You should be so proud of me. I'm like all over the place. My writing sounds so much like so elegant. Like it doesn't even sound like me, but I know that it's me. But anyway, so today we're going to talk about creating and building a home. So I'm going to start off with a quote. If you have never read this book, please get the book. There's an audio book. I have the audio and the paper. It is so good. So my quote to start off with is, "May God's richest blessings be with you as you dream, create ideas for your own family, and flourish in the creativity of mind and soul that comes along with being God's child, made in His likeness and destined for an eternal home with Him." Proverbs 14:1, "The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish tears it down with her own hands." Which, I don't know about y'all, but I am both ladies in that Bible verse. You know, like, literally, I've been both. Which is cool, because you can repent. And all repenting is, you know, it's turning and changing. And walking after Christ. And doing things His way. Anyway, so we're going to keep going. Okay, but I hope you know what I'm saying. So, building a home must be intentional, right? Like everything else in the Christian life, pursuing sanctification, servitude, using our gifts, marriage, raising children, all of these, friendship, I forgot to put that, friendship, all these areas, we are intentional, and if we're not, we need to be, and go to the Lord and ask Him by His Spirit to help us do just that. And you know, like he will lead us step by step. I know in my life He has led me step by step, and He continues to lead me step by step. And not just this, but in every area. So this homemaking, I mean literally making home. The topic of homemaking doesn't just mean cleaning and chores or upkeep of the home. The type of homemaking that I'm talking about here is about the intentional purpose and plan of building and creating a home, a place where our family feel loved and that they can belong. Also, it can be a place where strangers or family walk away feeling welcomed and loved after leaving our home. The subject is difficult for me as I sift through the things that my parents did well and the things that they did not do so well. The things they did well, I would like to repeat, and I have repeated things in our family, in our home, and with our kids. Coming from a broken family, scarred with abuse, home was not always a safe place. So this topic alone, sorry guys, I've recorded this several times because I keep getting teary, but it also brings me great joy and a heart that turns toward praise to God for how he has opened my eyes in his word, and he has used also different books like The Life-Giving Home. It also brings very mixed emotions looking back on the home that I grew up in. My greatest desire is to create a place where the Lindberghs can be the Lindberghs. Each of us is uniquely crafted by God, and it gives me a chance to use my creativity to be intentional and develop and look for ways that I can help all of us thrive as unique individuals in our home. Because the brokenness of our world, I think we've lost the vision of what a home is or what it should be. And I think this is something that the Lord wants us to think and learn about and partner with him in this way. Building this home, well, it'll take a while and it's a journey. Because I truly believe that this is paired with the Christian life. You know, it's just a journey. We're doing kingdom work by partnering with him to bring his kingdom come, and it starts in our home. I've seen the power of God not only through the gospel in my life, but also in how he is healing my heart in the deepest places of hurt that were created in my home growing up that I have tried to hide from him. By asking him to partner with me to build a home for me and my family. It also helps with the reality that he is creating a home for us in heaven. He's creating and building a home to welcome us into for all of eternity. Like, just think about that for a minute. Me and my friend Jessica were talking about that we get to partner and mimic a work of God here in the physical, just as he's preparing a home for us. I just thought that was super cool. When we have conversation with our children and really listen and really talk back, like genuinely talk to your children like they're people, because they're people, I really believe that we're modeling prayer in those moments. When we sit and have a meal as a family and have fellowship and laugh and talk about hard things or just our day, we're showing our family in and also the world a piece of the kingdom. As we do chores, we are bringing order to chaos. Well, I mean, at least in my house. And when the kids do chores, they're learning to work with their hands and they're learning how to serve. So this is another Sally quote. We are all capable of creating a lasting legacy in the form of a home that gives life to others who come under its roof. A home that serves all who enter. A home that reflects our own taste and values we treasure. A home that meets the needs of family and visitors alike, that fosters beauty and creativity. A home where the atmosphere, traditions, and celebrations give life to the hearts, minds, and souls of those inside its walls. A home that provides a life-giving legacy that will last for generations to come. And I believe God has designed us to do just that. The Lord has radically changed how I have seen or saw homemaking. I mean, in just the past couple years even. It's not just being home and working at home. It's building, creating, and belonging. It's doing kingdom work in the heart, in my heart, in my family's hearts, and in our home. Do I do it well? Actually, no, I don't. This past year, I've made major mistakes that I would say has torn down some of the things that I have worked hard to build. I've given this over to the Lord. Sorry, guys. And I have repented. And I am excited to rebuild those things, for there is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. And this is my hope, guys. And we have wonderful work to do. So a lot of this, as I'm unpacking it in real time, is I'm back in therapy. Because the area that we moved to is close to, is literally where I grew up. From 9 to 19, where I finished growing up. And, we've just been put in situations where we've had to make really hard choices, where our children have felt unsafe, and we've had to make really, really hard choices for the best of our family and for our home. And so this is my hope, that when we do things God's way and we turn to Him, that He's faithful. And the other day, as I was leaving counseling, I started crying, and I looked at her and I said, I get to go home and cook dinner. And I'm so thankful, because I love my mundane life. So I'm going to close this out with Colossians and the beginning quote from Sally. Colossians 3:23. Through 24. Whatever you do, do it enthusiastically as something done for the Lord and not for man, knowing that you will receive the reward of an inheritance from the Lord. You serve the Lord Christ. Okay, ladies. So, if you've never read The Life-Giving Home, this is not the only book I've read on home or YouTube or whatever. So this is just my favorite because it's small and it's very to the point. But I'm going to release you with this. May God's richest blessings be with you as you dream and create ideas for your own family and flourish in the creativity of mind and soul that comes along with being God's children made in His likeness and destined for an eternal home with Him. So, I needed this episode for me, because that is what I am trying to do, and I hope you are too, and I hope this was encouraging, and y'all know I'm raw and real, so I am not editing this. I actually was able to talk, so I have my water because it's in the evening, but I'm going to go cook dinner. And I'm so thankful. I will talk to you ladies soon.
Thank you for joining me for this conversation. I hope that it blessed you. I hope it encouraged you. And I hope that it causes you to persevere and endure and grow. And I want you to do me a favor. If you are digging this podcast, I would love if you would subscribe, follow, share it with a friend, write a review, go find me on social media, and thank you so much for your support.